This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the official renaming of a popular Minneapolis lake and listen in on a Twin Cities musician who just completed an impressive Kickstarter push for her new EP. Here's Cole Primo.
That's the song Not Even a Little Bit from musician Laura Hugo. Her story is complex and dynamic, much like her music. I sat down with her at one of the places she and many other musicians frequent, Moto E in Uptown. Hugo is from a small town called Tees Nuss Bus, Arizona, which is part of the Navajo Nation. Growing up was a struggle for her on the reservation, to say the least.
The reservation, unfortunately, does fall into some of those stereotypical categories of poverty and alcoholism and dysfunction. So my life has definitely been really chaotic, not stable.
Her father wasn't around a whole lot growing up, and she and her mother moved frequently. Plus, since she's of mixed ancestry, it was hard fitting in.
People would call me like Res Dog or a mutt. And so I didn't look Navajo like everybody else. I had like the most light-complected skin.
Despite hardships, her family remained strong and even inspired her to begin creating music. Her grandmother was in a gospel group, and her grandpa, well,
like the Navajo Elvis. He's got the good hair, but his voice is just like chillingly beautiful, and so is my grandma's.
Tough times, however, continued. In 2009, Laura Hugo dropped out of high school at the age of 18, struggling with mental health issues and a tough home life. It was at that low point in her life when her father's sister came to visit.
And I didn't really want to be around anymore, and I think she could sense that, and she was like, so, why don't I fly you up for the summer? And I've been here for 8 years. So
now, Laura's an up-and-coming artist in the Twin Cities music scene, and while she's proud of her Arizona roots, she loves it here, and it's helped launch her music into the world.
It's been probably one of the most beautiful experiences that I've ever had.
Her songs bridge worlds of country, folk, and indie pop.
So it's just kind of all over the place. I don't know, is sad a genre? I don't know.
Laura Hugo recently recorded a single, Not Even a Little Bit. That song will be part of her debut EP. Laura has always planned to record the EP as soon as she could, but a tragedy struck and gave her even more drive to complete it. Her father, who she had re-established a relationship with and become very close to, passed away in February after battling pneumonia.
After he passed away, I kind of had this, like, oh my God, like, people just go. They just disappear, and I want to make sure that before I'm done here, that I've done something that I can be proud of.
So she started a crowdfunding campaign as a way not only to fund her EP, but to get the community involved in her music. Making the goal of $7,000 wasn't easy, though. And during the ending stretch, she didn't even think she'd raise enough. If she didn't make the goal, the money is refunded and she would have to try again.
4 days left, I was at 50%. And I was like, I'm not gonna make it. But, you know.
But at the last minute, a very generous friend of hers offered to match contributions until the goal was met. And it was. It surpassed the goal by over $1,000.
It still doesn't feel real. It's very cool. I did cry.
She plans on recording the 6-song EP in the next few months. You can find her music on Bandcamp, Facebook, elsewhere. Just search Laura Hugo. In other news, it's official for Bede Mikaska, the lake formerly known as Lake Calhoun in South Minneapolis. In July, the federal government officially approved the name change of the lake.
The name Bede Mikaska means White Earth Lake.
Kate Bean, a member of a South Dakota Sioux tribe who holds a PhD in American Studies, is one of the main organizers responsible for the name change.
This whole area is sacred to us.
The lake was previously named after John Calhoun, a former vice president who was a slavery supporter. Bean says the name change is ultimately about turning the conversation.
And not only acknowledging Dakota people, but including us.
Signs around the lake have already been changed. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.